WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let's be real. Life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Between work deadlines, relationship drama, and a constant barrage of news about, well, everything, it's easy to feel like a ball bouncing around inside a pinball machine. Ever felt like your head was about to explode with all the to-dos, worries, and anxiety swirling around? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into a pillow or maybe a nice, fluffy cactus? We've all been there. But guess what? There's an ancient philosophy that can actually help us navigate this chaotic world and find some peace in the midst of the storm. That philosophy is called Stoicism, and trust me, it's not just for those dusty old philosophers who wore togas and debated the meaning of life over grapes, though I wouldn't mind a chat with them. It's packed with practical wisdom that can be applied to our everyday lives, helping us manage stress and anxiety like pros. Now, before you start picturing yourself becoming a Stoic superhero with a cape and frown, let me assure you. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and choosing how we respond to them. Think of it as emotional intelligence on steroids. So, what are the key takeaways from this ancient wisdom that can help us chill out in the modern world? 1. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one, folks. Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between what's within our control and what's not. You can't control the weather, traffic jams, or whether your favorite team wins the game, but you can control how you react to these things. Think about it like this. When stress hits, ask yourself, what can I actually do right now to change the situation? If the answer is nothing, then focus on shifting your mindset and choosing a perspective that brings you peace. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard of the phrase being present? Stoicism emphasizes living in the moment. When we're constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, our minds become a whirlwind of anxiety. By practicing mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment, we can calm the mental chatter and find a sense of peace. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts shape our reality. Stoicism encourages us to challenge negative or unhelpful thought patterns. When you catch yourself spiraling into a worry vortex, ask yourself, is this thought actually helpful? Is it true? Is it necessary? Often, we can reframe these thoughts in a more positive and constructive light. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what we're grateful for is a powerful antidote to stress and anxiety. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a delicious cup of coffee. This shift in perspective can make a world of difference. 5. Accept what you can't change. This one might feel tough at first, but it's crucial. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes things just happen that are beyond our control. Stoicism teaches us to accept these things with grace and resilience. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-life example. Imagine your big presentation at work is going horribly wrong. You stumble over your words, the projector malfunctions, and suddenly you feel like a deer caught in headlights. Your mind might be racing with thoughts like, I'm a failure, this is a disaster. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of letting these negative thoughts take over, remind yourself that you prepared diligently for this presentation. Acknowledge the hiccups, but focus on delivering the best possible remainder, even if it means improvising. Remind yourself that your worth isn't defined by this one event. This situation is temporary, and you have the power to choose how you respond. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? Stoicism isn't about being a superhero Stoic. It's about finding practical tools to manage stress and anxiety in everyday life. Remember to focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, reframe your thoughts, cultivate gratitude, and accept what you can't change. Ready to put these Stoic strategies into action? Share this episode with a friend who could use some calm in this storm, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading the word about modern Stoicism one podcast at a time. Until next time, stay cool, collected, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.